Welcome to Bass Fan Radio, presented by Spro, home of the sports professional, and Yamaha Marine, when you want the best. And now, here's your host, John Storm.
Hi, welcome to Bass Fan Radio. This is John Storm, and I'm speaking with Clark Green. How are you doing today, Clark?
I'm all right. Just a little tired from a long week last week.
Yeah, and I want to talk about that in a minute. Of course, that's a Bassmaster Classic. But before that, for fans who aren't quite sure where you came from or what you're all about, you got your berth in the Classic and the Elite Series through the Bassmaster Central Opens, right?
Correct.
And can you talk about your campaign there? It was very strong. You finished 8th, 10th, and 18th in the Central Opens, and those are pretty stout fields.
Yeah, I've actually been trying to make the Elite Series for the past 2 years. My game plan was not to make the Classic. It was to make the Elite, and I just happened to have good enough finishes to make the Classic. So I had to be excited about that. I ended up gambling on two of the events where I had opportunities to win, where I was in second and sixth going into the last day, and it just didn't pay off gambling to win. So it actually dropped me down in the points, and I could have at least made it a little bit more interesting going into Amistad point-wise if I hadn't tried to win those events. But when you're in those opportunities to win at this level, you got to take every one of them that you can get.
Right. And how stoked were you to get a Classic berth along with an Elite Series berth?
It's funny because Jay Fuller and I would call each other periodically, and the first thing to say is, dude, we're going to the Classic. You know, and I think in the long run, the whole concept of making the Classic was actually more exciting than the actual Classic itself at first until we actually got there. But it was just, you know, a dream come true.
And talk a little bit about before your finish at the Classic. What was it like getting there? It's about two solid weeks, jam-packed with a ton of stuff. How did you feel there? Was it exciting?
Well, I actually had to make a detour and pick up my boat on the way there and fish the PAA qualifier event down at Choke Canyon. And I don't recommend guys try and break in a new boat and try and learn a new boat system while they're trying to fish a major tournament. So I didn't do real well there and got all the kinks worked out of this new Skeeter, and it is running awesome now. And I went into the Classic with a whole lot of confidence, you know, using my equipment being top-notch, and it just makes for a long time period. You're there for 3 weeks or for 3 days to pre-fish, and then you've got, this year we had, I believe, 3 or 4 days off, and I went down to Clarksville and to Murray and rode around and checked them out because I'd never been to either one of those. And then they've got you on just a stringent schedule of be on the bus at this time, and you get to go to your boat at this allocated time. And it just makes it real tiring whenever you're trying to make everything happen, try and satisfy the people that you've got with you, and you know, make sure everybody's having a good time, getting all your equipment ready. It's just real time-consuming and tiring. And, you know, you try not to overthink everything. I'm in the process right now of trying to finish up all my sponsorship portfolio, trying to get my boat wrapped. And it's just taken a toll on me while I was there trying to deal with a lot of that, having made the Classic with such a short time frame to sell all this stuff. So it really was a drain on myself whenever I'm having to worry about all that, as well as trying to get ready for the Classic.
And how do you feel about finishing 8th at the Classic? That's pretty strong for a rookie.
I was tickled to death. You know, I said, you know, I'd take 8th every time, but when you look back, you say, no, you wouldn't, because you only get one rookie chance to say that and make that good showing, and now it's what they say is only one place of the Classic, and that's winning it. You know, I came into the event saying, I just want to make a good showing. You know, top five, I wanted to get 5 fish every day, because that would be a good showing there, and I wanted to make that top 25 cut. And I happened to accomplish both those goals, and going into that last day, I said, you know what? This is real. I said, my new goal is to make a top 10 here at the Classic. And I ended up getting lucky in accomplishing that, thanks to one really big fish.
Great. Well, to get back to something you mentioned a minute or two ago, how was your sponsor portfolio shaping out? Did you sign anybody new? Who's wrapping your boat? The Classic is, I mean, not the Classic, the Harris chain starts at the end of this week.
I'm kind of on a time crunch right now. In fact, I've been inside a building right now designing a boat wrap with a gentleman here at Media One Signs down in Orlando. But, you know, I shot for the moon. I went after some major companies trying to get a big-time deal. You know, people are like, well, you're better off just getting these $10,000 deals and just adding them up. Well, getting $10,000 deals isn't as easy as people think either. So I went for those $100,000 to $200,000 deals. I went after a major beer company, and it just didn't pan out for this year. And I've been talking to a chemical company right now down in Texas, and things, you know, are on the borderline right now. But as of today, I'm wrapping my boat with a kicker fish, fintech jig, and skeeter wrap. And it hopefully it'll just be temporary as I go out and try and line, sign one of these major deals. But as far as the rest of my sponsorships goes, I've got an awesome portfolio put together between Lucky Craft, Seaguar Line, FinTech, which makes a title shot jig, which is a totally unique jig system, Kicker Fish Baits, Dobbins Rods, which has come on strong. I don't know if people have seen those. They got this new conservation rod that's just, you know, a great deal where they're dominating a lot of the sales and profits to conservation efforts to wildlife and fisheries. Skeeter and Yamaha, I've had a long road to get to this point due to mechanical failures. And now that I'm with Skeeter and Yamaha, I've got that peace of mind knowing that, you know, my stuff is going to run great. The people over there are awesome. You know, they're on their 60th anniversary this year, and it's showing. You know, they know what they're doing over there, and they make a great boat. Runs great. So I'm happy with everything I've got to this point.
Well, that sounds great. And you mentioned that you're helping design the boat wrap or designing it yourself. You're a graphic designer, isn't that right?
I am. I've designed a few boat wraps. I helped design Ben Matsubu's for this year, and I did Derek Remitz's last year. And I put together a lot of proposals where I go in and digitally wrap the boats, you know, whenever you send these proposals to companies. I've done that for quite a few guys. But, you know, now it's time for me to sit down and take care of myself. And I'm just letting these guys here pretty much do whatever they want to do. You know, I've seen some of their work, and they've done an awesome job on some of these other boats. And I just had the stipulations of no flames, no carbon fiber, no diamond plating, no lightning, because all that stuff is getting overdone right now. So I just want one that's going to represent my sponsors real well. You know, that's what people don't understand with the signage on a lot of these wrap boats is if people can't tell what they are, you know, it loses the effect for the company that's wrapping the boat. So I'm just told them straight up, I said, just make it clear that these are the companies that are supporting me and that are getting the exposure from this whole experience.
Greg Clark, and one last question. The Harris Chain practice starts this Monday. What's your goal there? Are you just thinking check in every event, or can you do some damage in the Angler of the Year race, or can you win an event?
Well, my fishing style lends itself to catch 12 to 15 pounds in a lot of tournament days. And unfortunately, a lot of the lakes we go to in the Elite Series don't lend itself to that style of fishing because, yeah, I'm still getting those 12 to 15 pounds, but guys are catching 20 pounds. Mm-hmm. You know, those 12 to 15-pound limits are great when you go to lakes like the Red River or Kentucky Lake or, you know, in the fall like we're going to for the Open. You know, Texoma, Wheeler, a lot of these lakes, we're just having a limit that's solid is going to put you in the hunt to win a lot of these events. You know, so I'm going to have to change it up a little bit as I fish some of these Elite Series events and not just be one of the guys that gets a limit, you know, constantly. I'm going to have to step it up and try and get some bigger fish. You know, I fished Harris Chain and that Elite Wild Card 2 years ago that Ben Matsubu won, and I had a few mechanical problems there. Controller motor went out, and I fell in one day due to a big storm blowing a tree over, and I just didn't get my head in the game there, so I want a little bit of revenge on that tournament.
Well, we'll be watching it, and we certainly wish you the best of luck, and thanks so much for joining us today.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Bass Fan Radio.